Shel Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome back, Shel.
Hello.
Well, you have told me you wanted to, you had breaking news about red-toothed shrews and winter. Somehow, that doesn't compute for me. But it's breaking news about shrews news. Okay.
Shrews
talk
news.
To me about that.
Okay. Well, I came across this recently, and I hope that it's as fascinating to others as it is to me, but there's certainly no guarantee of that. But this just, all these things just are so fascinating to me, and that they're happening all around us all the time, and we have no idea. We're learning things about these little animals that seem so simple and so, oh, I don't know. I think some people say, oh, well, this is a very primitive life form, or, you know, mm-hmm. just they're often demeaned because they're tiny, you know, and not all that, don't seem all that relevant. But yet we learn these just incredible things about their own adaptation to the world that they live in. And this qualifies as one of those things, which I came across very recently. So the shrews that live here in our neighborhood, the pygmy shrew and the Arctic shrew and the short-tailed shrew, are part of the subfamily of shrews that are called red-toothed shrews. So it's a big group. There's many species, but our shrews are part of that group. Called red-toothed shrews because they actually, the tips of their teeth actually are tinted kind of red, not because they're bloody carnivores.
Good.
Which, you know, they are carnivores, but because they have iron, little iron deposits.
Oh.
And I don't know anything about why that is, but that's the reason they have this reddish tint to them. Turns out some very recent, recently published research about shrews in this group, including our neighbor shrews, has revealed that shrews shrink their brains for the winter. So we have talked more than once, I'm sure, about shrews and how in the winter they can't migrate. They don't migrate anywhere. Mm-hmm. They don't have the adaptation of hibernation, so they remain active all winter. They're very small, considering this is a very wintry climate. Mm-hmm. And so they pretty much need to eat almost constantly in the winter to stay alive because their body mass is very small. And so they're constantly on the move. If you do see them out in the winter, they're just shooting, you know, from mm-hmm. one place to the other, rarely stand still. It turns out that researchers had noticed in the past that shrew populations, you know, over a big area would seem to shift in terms of their size between, say, summer and then late winter, early spring. But nobody was sure whether that was, including brain size, but nobody was sure because of the way those that research had been conducted. No one could know whether or not that was because shrews that were larger heads, for instance, or just larger, there was a high degree of mortality in those shrews over there. They didn't make it, so it was only the smaller ones that made it through the winter. So a group of researchers looked into this more thoroughly using some, you know, different methods that would help to eliminate that possibility. And what they found was that these red-toothed shrews of various species all actually do shrink both their skulls and their brains, as well as some of their other key organs and their spines. As, you know, late winter, starting in, well, maybe even late summer, beginning as early as late summer, they begin to shrink. In the case of the brain, the skull and the brain shrink up to 20% smaller for the winter and then regrow most of that back in the late winter into early spring.
Okay, I can understand how soft flesh might do that, but we're talking about skulls and backbones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in the case of the skull, as you're pointing out, both changes in your cranium size, shrinking of your actual soft tissue brain, this would be fatal for, you know, as far as we know, for most mammals, but apparently not for shrews. It's not absolutely clear how this happens, but there is speculation, particularly about the skull. And what is currently seems to be the best explanation, but not totally confirmed, is that the joints that hold the various plates of the skull together actually are reabsorbed for the winter, so shrinking, right, and then regrow out in the.
I was kind of thinking in that direction.
Thinking in that direction,
right,
okay.
Yeah.
So, are you sure you don't have some shrew? I've wondered if this brain shrinkage thing needs to be, you know, looked at for humans. For those of us who live in long winter areas.
Well, but, I'm assuming this then conserves something that makes it easier for them to.
Right.
But
yeah,
they still have to move around and hunt.
Yeah, so they have to retain the functions that they absolutely need. But apparently, like I said, it's not just the brain. It's some of the other vital organs, too, that diminish in mass. So their overall body mass actually shrinks by 18%. On average, for the winter, and then returns. And we don't know, no one knows with certainty why it is, but as you say, the speculation is that this is an adaptation to winter survival because they don't have other options. Mm-hmm. And brain tissue in particular is a very demanding tissue to sustain in terms of calories. So, but also some of these other vital organs are all contribute to a high need for a constant nourishment, and they have this really high metabolic rate that, you know, that they're so they consume whatever their bodies are using, whatever they consume very quickly. So the speculation is that this is basically a winter survival adaptation that helps them find a balance in that equation between what you can consume and what you need. So.
Well, I am assuming that when more research comes in and more work is done, we could consider that the taming of the shrew.
Indeed.
Whether she likes it or not, Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand red tooth shrews, shrinking brains, and spines. Fascinating.
You're welcome.